Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa School of Social Work, offering the opportunity to earn a master's degree from anywhere in Iowa, including an all-online MSW program. Information at socialwork.uiowa.edu.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Elizabeth Lowe is a high school senior in the Linmar District. She loves to cook and had big plans to share her skills with other students this summer by teaching cooking classes through the Marion Youth Coalition. But her plans changed because of the pandemic. In fact, her plans got bigger. With kids isolated at home and on their own a lot of the time, she decided that she could help give them the tools they need to prepare healthy meals, and she partnered with area restaurants to make that happen. She was able to distribute about 200 cookbooks through the Feeding Lunches to Youth program and is in the process of distributing 200 more through a backpack drive. Elizabeth, hello.
Hi, Charity. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today. And I want to start with you. Where did your love of cooking come from?
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for having me on the show. But, you know, honestly, my love of cooking came from, you know, just honestly growing up as a child in my household, you know, seeing my mom make so much good food for my family and I, you know, just seeing her, you know, the skills that she has, you know, and she also, you know, let me into the kitchen and help her, you know, prepare the meals. So being able to do that myself really inspired just my love. And also, you know, I'm a huge fan of MasterChef. You know, I watched that growing up with my brothers. And also, I love Lydia Bastiana on PBS. And of course, Iowa Ingredient that I know that you are a huge part of. So.
Oh, so lots and lots of inspiration. As you started honing your skills, did you have a realization that a lot of other kids that you knew had no idea what to do in the kitchen?
Yeah, I would say so. So I think in eighth grade, you know, we had FBS, and then, you know, they would make us make an omelet. And then for me, this was like, it was really enjoyable because, you know, I love, you know, whip up the eggs and, you know, they're so super frothy. And, you know, you just like, you know, let it into the pan. And, you know, it's just so satisfying to see. And then, like, you know, I was familiar with that, but a lot of kids didn't know how to do that, I guess. So that was a bit of a realization that, you know, I finally, you know, realized, oh, I guess, you know, my mom has prepared me so well in the kitchen. And, you know, that, I guess, was my point of realization.
What made you want to share those skills with others?
Yeah, absolutely. So this honestly all started, you know, when I picked up, you know, on little details, you know, around me. So I know that a lot of schools have food pantries, and, you know, when I would help out with those food pantries, you know, they would get a lot of donations, you know, like canned foods, boxed foods, and, you know, they were dry, and, you know, they have a lot of preservatives. And, you know, although they provide a lot of sustenance, they really lack in nutrition. This was something that definitely pushed me to, you know, realize that, you know, this is something that I wanted to, you know, change in, you know, those students, you know, to really encourage them to pursue a healthy eating lifestyle by simple, healthy cooking.
The idea of teaching cooking classes, that was what you were hoping to do this summer. Did you already have plans in place? Or I know everything shut down in March. Were you already signing other kids up and things like that?
Fortunately, it didn't come down to that because, you know, in March, things started getting so, you know, bad that, or, you know, things were starting to, you know, worsen. And then I realized, you know, this is something that I don't want to take a risk.
So you had to rethink, but also as the world changed, a lot of young people have been spending a lot more time at home alone. And although schools have been working very hard to make sure that kids have access to school lunches and even breakfasts, not everybody has had that kind of access. So kids were home more, they were cooking for themselves more, or at least trying to figure out what to eat on their own more. Where did your idea for creating a cookbook in this moment come from?
Yeah, so I would say that a lot of my inspiration actually came from, you know, the pandemic because, you know, as you said, so many kids are at home during quarantine. You know, it's been like a 6-month summer, you know. So everyone is at home, and then these kids, you know, they you know, they don't have the skills or they don't necessarily know how to cook. You know, fortunately I do, so I'm able to, you know, do that in quarantine. But, you know, hopefully, you know, with this book, these kids are able to, you know, read it and, you know, gain some insight and skills on, you know, how to cook and to, you know, really pursue a healthy eating lifestyle.
And tell me about the recipes in the cookbook.
Yeah, absolutely. So most of them come from area restaurants. And then, you know, these businesses were so kind to, you know, donate to my cause and, you know, really support me behind this. There were so many awesome chefs who, you know, really got on a personal level with me. And then, you know, I also filmed some videos with them just to have, you know, online demonstrations for, you know, kids to watch when they're at home, just to guide them a little bit more. And then the rest of the recipes, just to, you know, fill in the empty gaps, came from my mother and I. So we actually created some of the recipes, you know, family, you know, recipes. So I think the veggie pancake and then the fried rice and then the leather berry and then the cobbler are some of the recipes that my mom and I created. So honestly, a huge shout out to her.
Well, and a lot of kids are still at home and still cooking.
Yeah, that's great.
Right. What do you think you've learned from this experience?
So I have actually learned a lot, you know. So after, you know, having my plans changed from, you know, the cooking classes, you know, creating the book, and then, you know, when derecho hit, you know, the production of the book, you know, was halted. So I had to change, you know, my whole schedule. So ultimately, the lesson I learned was to, you know, always just focus on the goal, because, you know, when I, you know, got, you know, sidetracked so much, I just, you know, I was obviously, you know, frustrated, but then, you know, I realized, you know, my whole goal right here is to just encourage these kids to pursue a healthy eating lifestyle. So as long as I had that in mind, I was, you know, blessed and, you know, fortunately able to, you know, pick that back myself up and, you know, really get back on track to, you know, what I wanted to pursue.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, and best of luck with this project and the future. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Charity, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Elizabeth Lowe is a senior at Marion High School. She can also add cookbook author to her name as part of her effort to help young people learn how to cook nutritious meals for themselves. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.